the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Last word on travel time. Sarah Slattery is away, but her colleague from the TravelExpert.ie, Caitlin Murphy, is with us today. And Caitlin, you're going to tell us a bit about holidaying in the Greek islands. And you've holidayed there. You've also lived there, I believe. How long did you spend living there?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, I did. I've been to a handful of the Greek islands and I lived in Zakynthos. So it's otherwise known as Xanthi, kind of the party island, as they call it. But as I'm going to talk about now, it's not all parties and all going. But I lived there for a summer season and I worked in a very famous Irish bar, which is very ideal of me. But yeah, we're going to go through a couple of the islands that I've been to and what they can offer.
Well, stay with Xanthi, will you? And you know, there are probably listeners who will want to know about the party lifestyle rather than you bringing them out to other parts of the island.
Yeah, definitely. So like, it's very famous for the likes of the Leave and Certs or 18 to 30s, the resort of Lagunas, very kind of world famous, international DJs and loads of clubs and bars. It is very lively, and like especially the end of June right through to probably the start of September can take loads of crowds, not just Irish, a lot of English tourists, Italian, kind of everybody. But there's probably some people listening now that have Leave and Certs going and think I'm going to probably say some bad things about
you're
the
starting to
buses.
Scare them. The Leave and Cert is coming up next month and you're scaring them about what will be happening
not
when it's over.
Do you know what, the island itself, there's so much more than just partying. Like if you didn't go near the resort of Lagunas, you probably wouldn't even know that it was a party island. And there's gorgeous resorts, like family friendly resorts, or even if you're a couple and you kind of want a taste of the nightlife, you can go up for a night. It's kind of a small island as well. So there's loads of things you can do. Shipwreck Beach is world famous. Obviously, there's the viewpoint, or you can go on the boat as a day trip. Turtle Island, they're known for the Turtle Beach. There's loads of things you can go and see, and obviously really family friendly as well, and not just a party resort. There's so much more to do than drinking and partying. And I say to the Leave and Cert, go out and see a bit of the island. You're going to be there for probably 7 nights, so go out and see more than just
And did you, Caitlin, did you live up to your own advice, or were you just partying all the time?
The first time I went, no, but the longer I stayed there, the more I seen of the island. But it's beautiful. Once you get out of Lagunas, it can be a little bit, not seedy, but a little bit, it's high energy, and there is good vibes. But yeah, it's what you think it is. It's party central, but the island itself is stunning.
Is it expensive out there?
Not really, no. Like I did notice the first time I went probably was about 2018, 2019. So obviously it has gone up by then, like the last time I went. But drinks probably 5-6 euro cocktail on the strip. Boat trips, I'd say anything from 30 to 40 euro for a day trip, which is still kind of reasonable. And then if you're eating the local food, like the gyros or Slovakia, you're going to get probably around 10, 12 euro for a meal, I'd imagine.
Okay, before we get to all the other islands, just how many islands are there in Greece?
Okay, so there is around 6,000 islands, which is probably a little bit hard to believe. And over 220 of them are inhabited. So you can probably visit a handful from Dublin anyway, but you obviously have to take ferries and smaller modes of transport to get to some of the more local islands, the smaller ones.
There's quite a few islands, though, that you can fly to directly from Dublin and Shannon and Cork, isn't there?
Yeah, so compared to years ago, there would have only been a handful, or you might have to go through Athens, which some people probably still do in the height of summer, especially if they're going island hopping. But from Dublin, you have Santorini, Kos, Rhodes, Crete, and Zakynthos and Corfu. And then from Shannon, you have Corfu, and Cork, you have Rhodes. So there's loads to choose from. And obviously, if you wanted to kind of go island hopping through Athens, probably the easiest, especially from Dublin or Santorini, and take the ferries from there.
Although you do have to book your ferries in advance, don't you? You can't just rock up and just get on
one. Definitely. Yeah, 100%, especially in the summer season. About two to four months beforehand, I'd probably get it slotted in. And the website that's going to be the best is Ferry Hopper. So they have an app or a website, and it has all the schedules, the timetables. And yeah, you need to be definitely slotting them in before the summer season starts.
And they can actually be a rough enough ride across, particularly if you might have had a hangover on you.
Yeah, so in especially the Santorini area, Mykonos, there, it's known for the Meltemi winds, which can be really high winds in July and August. So if you're prone to seasickness, obviously take your medication. It's obviously not a nice feeling, but it's just something to know. Maybe opt for the faster ferries might be just a little bit better. But yeah, it's between Santorini, Mykonos, all them kind of islands. July and August time is probably the when to be looking out for that.
How hot is it as well? Because actually, a number of years ago, we were a family, we went to Athens. It was August, I think, and it was so hot. It got to 42 degrees at the Acropolis. They actually shut it down because they were afraid of people collapsing in the heat. Out in the islands, how hot does it get?
Yeah, they do say to stay away from Athens in the summertime, obviously with crowds going to the islands and then obviously the city itself getting really hot. But the islands, a tiny bit like lower temperatures than Athens itself, but still can get really, really hot. The Ionian Islands tend to be a little bit cooler. So Corfu, Zante, Kefalonia, they can maybe a few degrees lower than the likes of Crete, Rhodes. They can get very hot. You're talking July and August can be hitting your late 30s. Probably 37, 38 degrees, depending. But the perfect time, I think, personally, is maybe the start, middle of June and September. You can get very, very lucky in September. And obviously, say if you're a couple and you don't have to travel with kids, you're going to get better prices as well. And then October, you can be lucky in Crete and Rhodes as well. So it depends. If you want really hot weather, probably June. And then if you want kind of toning down a little bit, September, October is still kind of perfect.
Yeah, but what sort of temperatures did you have then? They'd still be well into the 20s, would they?
Yeah, 20s, yeah, 25, 26, I'd imagine. Obviously, depending on each island, it's going to be different, but the Ionian Islands their season would finish up a tiny bit earlier. So the start of September, they'd kind of finish up, but Crete will probably still be nice and warm, early 20s, right up until October.
Okay, now tell me about the other islands that you spent time on, please. Which would be the first one you'd pick out?
Do you know what? I think Rhodes is probably my favourite. I've been there once, but I did actually visit a few different resorts. So I went to Rhodes Town, Falaraki, Lindos. So it's a big enough island. There was loads to see. But you have a mix of everything, nightlife, really, really amazing beaches and just really good vibe in Rhodes. Rhodes Town is known for its Ottoman castle and you have its old town there, which is really pretty. And cruise ships can pull in there as well. So obviously it can get busy in the likes of summer when the cruises are pulling in. But then you have the resort. If you just want to lay around on the beach for a week, you have Falaraki. It's a little bit more lively. Nothing like Zante like that. They do have a bar street, but nothing major going on there party wise. And then the resort of Lindos, which has their own Acropolis as well. So similar, if you wanted to go to Athens and you didn't really have time, you could go to Lindos and see the Acropolis and the whitewashed buildings and the windy streets. And there's an amazing bay there called Anthony Quinn Bay. Amazing, really, really gorgeous island. Rhodes, I'd highly recommend. And you can get there from Cork or Dublin. So you have both as well.
What about Santorini and its black sand beaches?
Yeah, you have Santorini. So I think what people think Greece, they probably think of Santorini. So obviously your white buildings and the blue domes and their sunsets. I haven't been myself now. I would love to go. I'd probably go maybe April or October time just to skip the crowds. And obviously, as well as Rhodes, the cruise ships pull into Santorini as well. But you're not going to get your golden or your white sand beaches. So if anyone's traveling Santorini, think they're going to get that. It is black sand because it is a volcanic island. So that's just something to note, but still an amazing place to see. Go watch the sunsets, enjoy the seafood and the gorgeous wine.
And the volcano is theoretically active, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is. So you can go on a boat trip out to the caldera and see it from there. And obviously, it's really highly recommended that you do go out on a boat trip and see the island from the sea. Obviously, it's amazing when you're there for pictures and sunsets, but seeing it probably the panoramic view from the water would just be amazing. And there's so much to do there. Like you can go on a short weekend break, but like going for the week, you can enjoy the beaches, you can enjoy all the famous restaurants that get booked up in advance. But it's probably the most popular island in Greece as well.
Yeah, what about Corfu? Because I think Corfu is probably one that Irish people have been going to for decades now at this stage.
Yeah, it's definitely a popular one and you can obviously get there from Shannon as well. I was there last month on a cruise, so we just pulled into Corfu town, but really surprising. And it kind of gave me, it has a Venetian kind of esque about it. It was It felt like I was kind of in Italy a little bit, and they do call it the Green Island because it does get that little bit more rainfall in the winter. But a stunning island, really, really surprised. The Corfu town was absolutely stunning. Really good shopping, loads of lovely boutiques. And then when we came back to the cruise ship, you can literally see the planes coming over your head, and there's loads of cafes where you can go and watch that because their airport runway is quite short. So really cool activities to do. And yeah, there's loads to do, like depending if you want beach, if you want to stay in Corfu town, and then obviously you can do day trips to other islands. And Paxos and Antipaxos is actually nearby as well.
It is a place that's been popular for package holidays for a long time, isn't it? And, you know, even if you don't want to go with your sort of direct flights, you can go with the likes of TUI.
Yeah, TUI actually have amazing prices, and me and Sarah were looking at them last week. So they have a charter flight in the summertime, and I think it goes every Friday, so weekly. But you can get packages for your flights, hotel, transfers, and your luggage included for as low as 491 in July and August. So if you're looking for a bit of guaranteed heat, and you want to just even just relax on a beach for a week, 491 euro is very, very cheap. Considering if you were to look at Santorini kind of in the same time, you're probably going to be looking at double the price. So really good value. That's TUIholidays.ie. So if you're looking
Okay.
to get away in July and August, have a look.
And finally, Kos is probably one of the quieter islands, is it?
Yeah, I thought so. I stayed in Kos Town. It was just a little bit more laid back, but I loved the old town there. It was absolutely gorgeous, right in the marina. You can obviously find your bars and your lively spots, but it just felt a little bit more chill than the likes of Rhodes or Zante. Really nice island, and it's a must do to go to the mountain village of Zia. The island's quite flat apart from this mountain village. You can go up there and watch the sunset, and it's probably the number one thing to do on the island. You
But good
can't
for
miss it if
activity
you're going back.
holidays, is it like taking out a catamaran or going cycling around the island?
Yeah, definitely. The resorts around Kos Town are quite flat, and a lot of the hotels have bike rentals. So if you're into cycling, or do you know what, getting out instead of walking, having a day something different, go out on a bike or go on a catamaran and get maybe a local driver to bring you to some local spots or even islands nearby. There's so much to do, and do you know what, even though it's more that more laid back, you're still going to have the amazing Greek island holiday, do you know, that kind of way, even though it's not the same as you're like a Santorini, Mykonos, it's still a gorgeous place to visit.
Listener says, few of my friends have a fear of cats. When we were in Santorini, we couldn't go into the restaurants with the amount of them in there. I said, all
Yeah.
cats are on the island.
Yeah, there is a lot of cats, especially when I was in Zante. They're, do you know what? They're just friendly. They do hang around, but I know if some people have a fear, it's not very nice. But it's just one of them things that comes with it, the experience, you know,
Okay.
that kind of way. Yeah, definitely.
Kathleen Murphy, travelexpert.ie. Thank you very much for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.